Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. Got some interesting stuff going on here, typically within the Democratic Party. I wanted to say I was a little surprised yesterday. We got very few comments, very, very few comments on the situation with the meeting that was held yesterday. Kind of surprised me. CFSU also, I appreciate a comment that you wrote that was totally irrelevant to what we were talking about. But anyway, regardless of that, having said that, good to have everybody with us again. Jim and I put in a lot of time yesterday doing the daily editorials at that ridiculous three-ring circus, as I called it. I was also a little bit surprised, pleasantly surprised at what Frieda had to say in abortion. She is totally against abortion. I thought, Tony, that you might appreciate knowing that, and I figured that you would probably appreciate it also, but got no comments on that. Maybe get some comments today. Jimmy, what's going on in the world of the Democrats?
Well, okay, just to follow up with yesterday's discussion on the J6 hearing. So they had this Cassidy Hutchins, who was the worked on Mark Meadows, Trump's chief of staff. She worked on his staff, and she made comments that basically, you know, really caught a lot of attention. That Trump tried to grab the steering wheel to drive to the Capitol, to invade the Capitol, or whatever, to create more issues. And she made it interesting, you know, sound bites, right, that the Democrats use, and of course Liz Cheney, who's kind of taken the lead as the spokesperson for the committee, because the actual, you know, Betty Thompson, the Democrat lead, just doesn't sound very articulate. So Liz Cheney is taking the lead for the politics. But this is what happened in the last 24 hours since that hearing. She made these comments, and her lawyer has said she was repeating what she overheard from someone else. I believe a guy named Tony Donato or something like that. And what's happened is the Secret Service and this individual have come out and said, we'll testify under oath. This is not true. This did not happen. So it's an interesting political situation where the J6 committee is trying to, you know, hype this big event and got a lot of people believing they made a good case and that, you know, maybe Trump was involved in trying to make this happen. And now what's happened within 24 hours, it turns out, once again, the committee has been proven to be fraudulent. And I almost wonder, and this is speculation, certainly speculation, but I almost wonder if it wasn't a planned effort to undermine credibility in the committee, and they fell for the trap. Because, you know, this person comes out and says, well, I'm repeating what someone else told me, and then someone else says, the person that they're repeating it from says, well, no, it didn't happen that way. And so no one's, you know, contempt of Congress, but they definitely make the J6 committee look embarrassingly stupid.
Okay, that's very interesting. Yeah. That's more than just a little bit interesting. It's, I guess my question is the same question that I have had numerous times in the past. Is that going to see the light of day, Jim? I don't know.
Well, it's been a headline everywhere. So I think it is headlines all over the place that the Secret Service has come out and said that they would go ahead and testify that this was a lie, that it wasn't true. And so basically you're getting, you know, a lot of the media that had reported it initially are having to come back. And basically, I think the comments reflected yesterday on January 6th committee meeting reflect the nation. Not too many people are watching. Not too many people care. And it's becoming evident out there in the different primaries of what the Democrats have been trying to do. And by supporting candidates that were either extreme on the right that they felt they could win against, or were and never Trump or Republicans. And Democrats and Nancy Pelosi's PAC in particular have been funding some of these people, in particular in Colorado. But it turns out that they're wasting their money because these people are not winning in Illinois and in Colorado. So there's some very interesting outcomes. Lauren Boebert, who was being attacked, by some kind of, Pelosi-funded people. She, in her race, she won her race handily. Some of the never Trump Republican, a guy that voted for the J6 Commission in Illinois, lost to another. He was a 10-year incumbent, I believe, and he lost in a redistricting effort to a very strong Trump supporter, which was being supported by some questionable funders, and of course lost it handily in the primary. So I think the strategy that the Democrats are using, throwing all in some of these very interesting races to undermine, to try and get moderates in, or to undermine, Trump supporting or America First supporting Republican incumbents, it's not working. And I'm wondering what they're going to get in the end when they go through this process. Just like with the J6 committee, it's looking like they're getting a little bit of an egg on their face.
Well, what I think is interesting about the J6 committee, by the way, I need to clarify one thing for listeners and maybe for you, and that is, when I say, is this ever going to see the light of day, I don't necessarily mean headlines. What I mean is any effective action ever going to be taken on this? It looks like you're right. It looks like effective action will be taken. A number of people will come out and simply refute, or already have come out and simply refuted some of the statements, for example, grabbing the steering wheel, et cetera, et cetera. What I thought was really, really interesting is the fact that when they played the tape of what Trump was going to say, of what Trump said about going back to the Capitol, they did totally leave out something that I had on my computer, and that was Trump said something to the effect of, for God's sakes, let's stay peaceful. They totally cut that out, which I thought was very, very interesting. This is an incredibly well-orchestrated event. This J6 committee is incredibly well-orchestrated, all the way from the traitor Liz Cheney, maybe not a traitor, maybe she just simply feels the way she feels, probably I would have to say, about Donald Trump. And it's too bad that she got into politics, that she doesn't have a little bit more of an open mind. Maybe she's angry that her father didn't go farther in politics. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't have a lot of use for Liz Cheney, though, Jimmy. How about you? You obviously don't either.
No, I just, the fact that she's gone back on her word, trying to get Democrats to vote for her, to change parties, to vote for a Republic in a Republican primary in Wyoming, pretty embarrassing. And again, it shows the disconnect with most Americans right now that are fed up with that elitism that Liz Cheney represents. They were fed up with what happened with neocons and the wars that went on for a long time, with no end, and just money being poured into it and absolutely being wasted and lives being lost. The people, Americans, Republicans are fed up with that too, and they were loyal. They were loyal and supported Bush and Cheney. And then, of course, they just bowed down to the Democrats. They bowed down to Obama and the pressures. And I think Americans are tired of that type of weakness. I think many Americans are tired of, not all, because some are being manipulated very effectively by events like this, like the J6 committee. They're being manipulated by the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the mainstream media, television media editors and corporations that are trying to sell an agenda and actually do social engineering on the American public in order to achieve greater financial and political and economic power. And I think it's time for a change. I think people are waking up to it.
Jim, when you say it's time for a change, of course I agree with you 100%, but the one thing that I want to say is I'm sensing that we are seeing a change in America right now, and I think it's really a change for the negative. Would you agree with that? I mean, it's all the more reason for you and I to stay incredibly active.
I think there, in one respect, yes, I agree that moral degradation and just the corrupt, you know, the level that the Democratic powers are going to push gender and transgender issues to undermine people's ability to speak freely or communicate, a lot of people are a little bit tired of that, and it feels very ominous. I think it's very oppressive. And yes, I agree, there's something bad going on there, very rapidly happening, you know, with the economic situation, with the border situation, with, you know, our overseas entanglements that are really costing America's credibility and, you know, failures on this administration to take issues seriously to push a climate agenda. But here's the other side of that coin, Al. I really believe it takes that much pain for people to wake up and say, wait a second, this is not what I want for my future of my children. This is not the type of these, you know, naked, gay, transgender people in the streets or doing readings in libraries. You know, this is not what we want in America. And I think Americans are waking up to it. I believe they are. I know many of the European and foreign countries are fed up with America leading this charge of the Democrats pushing these agendas. And it's certainly hurting us in the eyes of our foreign partners, our allies, and other countries that just don't agree with this type of moral decline.
Yeah. Sad but true. Got a pretty good idea what you guys out there think. Please repeat it on the blog. Our blog is getting pretty popular. Jimmy, thank you so much.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.